The pedestrian mall is a few weeks away from opening. How are the final preparations going?
Well, it's very, very busy down there. If you go down with the business owners themselves, it's like Santa's workshop down there, without the snow, of course. Everyone's working away on their decks. It's actually a great community spirit going on. But the city, we've been busy planning the mall, and we'll be open July 2nd.
How many parklets have been approved in the downtown, firstly, and then in the rest of the city?
Well, I don't have the breakdown of numbers. I've been told 80 parklets, and I believe that's throughout the city. This is something that I've been working on for many years to come in, so it's so great to see it. I was having that conversation with the mayor earlier today, because, you know, back in 2009, the idea of putting a parklet outside of a business was unheard of. And now to see it to fruition today and to see how many people are taking advantage of it. And I think it's just going to grow and grow from there. We did have a deadline of the end of May for people to get their applications in for the parklets for downtown in the pedestrian mall. But outside the mall, people can apply, you know, right up until the end. So we're getting applications daily on that.
Obviously, the pedestrian mall last year sparked a lot of business owners to want to do the same thing, even if they're not in the downtown. How does it feel to see more businesses taking advantage of the parklets this year?
It's really good. It's good for everyone. It's good for the residents. It's good for the business owners. It's good for business. It's good for tourism. You know, overall, it's going to be very good for everyone. And it's great to see the magnitude of people that have jumped on board. Even people that we weren't expecting to have reached out wanting decks now. It's not just restaurants as well. People can have parklets outside their business. So we're seeing a great uptake in it. To the point that everyone is overwhelmingly excited. It's adding to the swell of the expectation of summer and of our city becoming open. So it's good to see. And you can't drive around this town now and not see these gorgeous decks. And the business owners have put so much effort into them. Last year was a pandemic reaction somewhat when we got our pedestrian mall going. So this year, I'm very pleased to have heard the voices from Duckworth Street and the fact that we found a way to incorporate portions of Duckworth Street. I think that's going to be very successful for us. The city also has are working with the arts community, and there will be pop-up arts and music throughout the mall downtown. There will be much more of a festival feeling, I believe, this year.
Are you able to share any of those details? What sort of community events will we see?
Well, there's going to be pop-up musical performances or theatrical performances, you know, fun space decorations, giveaway, demonstrations, interactive games, you know, collaborative art, different things that we can also, not just to look at, but also to engage people to get them involved even closer to the into the arts community. The locations of our activations will be on Water Street, George Street, and Duckworth Street. So, you know, and the program will be occurring Friday to Sunday. So it'll be over the weekend. There'll be heavy concentration of more artistic involvement and more cool things for people to participate in the entire downtown pedestrian mall.
Right. And I just wanted to ask, obviously, there's still a lot of construction on Water Street. Has that caused any delays in preparations? And do you know when that's wrapping?
That'll be wrapping up before the end of the month. And I was talking to the contractor just a couple of days ago, and they told me they're on track and they should be finished by June 30th. And last year they were out of their will in advance. So, and every year they've actually been able to meet and beat their deadlines. So we expect the same thing this year. They'll be finished up as we're opening up.
There's been a big focus to make sure that this year's mall is more accessible. Can you speak about those preparations?
Well, you know, we're working closely with the accessibility community. Every day we learn a new thing, so we're trying to make sure that everyone can enjoy the pedestrian mall, and we appreciate the emails.
And how about some of the issues with parking going into the pedestrian mall this year?
There's concerns about parking, so we're in the final stages of developing a parking and transportation map, which will be widely shared on social media. But the map includes information like where the paid parking is on the streets, the parking garages, the free parking options, the accessible parking, you know, utilizing the public transportation, you know, and active transportation such as bicycles, skateboards, and scooters. So we'll be highlighting where people can park and where they can't park.